to Market Unplugged, a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Markets Unplugged, our weekly podcast on the stock market, where we take you through the major action of the week gone by and also prepare you for the week ahead. I'm Santosh Nair, and with me is Anuj Singhal, stocks editor, CNBC TV 18. Anuj, great to have you with us here.
Good to be with you once again, Santosh.
Thanks. So, Anuj, markets across the globe were largely looking forward to the Jackson Hole Symposium for cues on how soon the Fed will begin to taper. So, what are the key takeaways from yesterday's meet?
Well, Santosh, the key takeaway, the number one key takeaway is that you always do well if you go into any Fed event with long positions. Anecdotally, barring a couple of incidents here or there, because, you know, Fed normally doesn't disappoint the market, and this has happened this time as well. Most markets are surging. Brent crude prices are back to 72. Dollar has again seen a big decline. We saw a big rally in the US market. The SGX Nifty was up 100 points. There is a risk on rally once again. And all that the Fed had to say is that, well, they are looking at taper, but they don't have any timeline for rate hikes. And it was a dovish Fed. So that means the party can continue in the market, on the last street, and across asset classes.
So also, Anuj, we're reading reports that the Fed statements could mean some kind of trouble for emerging markets in general. What's your take on that?
Yeah, that was the worry. But I think now it's more or less clear that that is still some time away, Santosh. Also, you know, keeping in, it's not necessary that, as and when Fed starts to raise rates, that immediately means or necessarily means emerging markets good. I think those who remember the 2003 to 2005 sort of phase will remember well that the biggest rally actually happened when Fed continuously raised rates. And that's because, you know, why would the Fed raise rates? The Fed raises rates because it believes that the economy does not need any more free doles, and if the economy is strong enough to take care of itself, and that is actually a good scenario. So yes, there's always an initial knee-jerk to any kind of rate hikes, but the big rallies happen when rates hike because that means the economy is strong.
Well, coming back to Indian markets, a good rebound during the week. Mid-caps and small caps, which were under pressure till a few days back, they've also rallied smartly. So what has really changed there?
I think that was very interesting. I don't know what changed, but perhaps the froth got out of the system. There was a shoot. Look, there's one point, Santosh, I also, you know, you'll remember I said that to you last time as well, that this is not a bear market. This is still a bull market, and it's a bull market correction. And things will ultimately resolve on the upside. Now, I don't know how much the correction will be. Will it stop at 10%? Will it go to 15%? Will it go to 20%? The small cap index corrected 10% and has moved on. Having said that, I think the market's given you one warning sign about, you know, about the quality of stocks and why you should be very careful about stock selection from here on. And you should not be overstaying your welcome in poor quality stocks. I mean, if you make money in poor quality stocks, that's more by luck and by chance and not by your stock picking ability or your genius. I think the market will keep reminding that. But as of now, it looks like perhaps that small cap shakeout is out of the way.
So Anuj, for somebody sitting with a portfolio of mid and small cap stocks, how does he assess his portfolio at this point?
I think you take a hard look at your portfolio, Santosh. Any stocks which in this brutal shakeout corrected, say more than 20-30%, the market's given you enough warning sign that there's something wrong with them and that on every bounce you should be getting out of them. On the other hand, the stocks that still made lifetime high in this correction in the mid caps, those are the ones where you should be piling on, because relative strength is a very big concept in the market. Barring, of course, a couple of exceptions which always happen, you know, sometimes even good quality stocks correct. And that, you know, you should know. But in general, as a rule, if stocks correct 25, 30, 40%, much more than the market, that means the market thinks that there's something wrong and you should be out of them in the next bounces and be moving to stocks which are showing a relative strength in a weak broad market.
So, Anuj, could you take us through the sectoral trends during the week? Which are the sectors that did well and which ones underperformed?
I think the theme which has continued is that IT is outperforming the banks. The bank Nifty remains a bit of a laggard, though in between there was a one day of big rally in the bank Nifty. But I think that could change if you start to see a bit of a risk on once again. I think metals clearly have corrected enough now and they are ready for a next large move. You saw that with Hindalco and Nalco on Friday, and my sense is that Monday onwards you will see a resumption of rally in metals and in commodities in general. So that's the other space to keep an eye on. I think pharma made a bit of a quiet comeback. It's not a sector-specific comeback, but a lot of individual stocks in the pharma space made a comeback. The 10 new FNO stocks which were added, they all did quite well. So that's another space to track. And as I said, mid-cap IT did well. Chemical stocks have been doing well. So FMCG stocks made a big comeback. Lever, Britannia, all these stocks made a big comeback. So those would be some of the sectors to keep an eye on. But really, for me, the big move really is pending on the bank Nifty. Let's see if that happens or not.
Anuj, talking about specific stocks, what's the outlook for Nalco and Hindalco?
No, Santosh, there was a double upgrade on Nalco. And I think Hindalco as well has... See, these stocks have corrected quite a bit. And you know, in metal stocks, when they correct and once the upturn resumes, all you got to do is buy them with the recent lowest stop loss and hope that the stop doesn't trigger. And at every rally, keep telling your stop because then you can be in for a big trade. So I think both Nalco and Hindalco perhaps are in for some more gains. But you know, you always remember that these stocks are global plays and the risk on risk off changes on a dime. So that always remains a bit of a wild card. But both these stocks look good.
So Anuj, what are the key things that you would be keeping an eye out for in the coming week?
The key thing would be to track the global cues, Santosh, because you know, the market went through a phase where the developed markets sort of outperformed the emerging markets. I think the emerging markets continue to move higher. Indian market has been a rank outperformer, Santosh, and which is very interesting because, you know, this is despite the FII outflows all through the last 1 month. So the domestic money has been really strong in our market. So you'll also keep an eye on the domestic money. And also, you know, the froth is out of the IPO market. I think now you'll have perhaps, if the lessons have been learned, some of the IPOs would now be priced much better. So that's also something to keep an eye on.
Well, thank you so much, Anuj. And listeners, in case you have any feedback or suggestions for Anuj, please do write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Thank you so much for joining in, Anuj, and sharing your insights with our listeners.
Thank you, Santosh. Thanks.